Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 15th. Tesla has made some impressive progress in self-driving visualization with its latest software updates. A Tesla owner from Reno, Nevada, shared a picture taken in his Model 3. In the photo, the central display of the Model 3 is accurately detecting and then representing all visible traffic cones blocking the road, the temporary stop sign, and a representation of a person holding the stop sign. These new and improved visualizations are expected to lead to Tesla's new Stopping at Traffic Lights and Stop Signs feature, which is currently being tested in the Early Access program. Tesla has agreed to settle a lawsuit it initiated against Zoox, which is going to have to pay Tesla an undisclosed amount of money and conduct an internal audit to make sure it is not using any of Tesla's trade secrets. Zoox is a relatively secretive startup that has been developing a fully electric and autonomous vehicle. So you'd think that the lawsuit against Zoox would be about self-driving, but Tesla is actually claiming that Zoox has stolen proprietary information and trade secrets about their logistics system. In part, the statement reads, quote, "Zoox acknowledges that certain of its new hires from Tesla were in possession of Tesla documents pertaining to shipping, receiving, and warehouse procedures when they joined the Zoox logistics team, and Zoox regrets the action of those employees." According to a new comment from CEO Elon Musk, the upcoming Tesla Cybertruck is going to have to be wrapped in order to get different colors and patterns. When Tesla unveiled the Cybertruck last year, one of the more surprising features was the fact that the frame of the vehicle is actually the body of the pickup truck. The unveiling itself displayed an unpainted prototype with exposed gray metal in stainless steel. When asked on Twitter if the truck will have colors, Musk replied, quote, "You will be able to wrap it in any color or pattern." Now, it's unclear if Tesla plans to offer wrapping as a factory option, but it sounds unlikely at this point, with Musk saying that you will be able to wrap it. Now, speaking of color, Elon Musk says that the automaker will introduce new multi-layered paints for Model Y that he claims will be, quote, "the most advanced paint shop," and this will be at Gigafactory Berlin. Quote, "Giga Berlin will have the world's most advanced paint shop with more layers of stunning colors that subtly change with the curvature." Now, the CEO didn't elaborate on what specific improvements, other than the more layers, will be at the paint shop. Tesla is offering a multi-coat option for its vehicles. He added that the Model Y will be the first Tesla vehicle to have new colors. Rivian has released several new videos showcasing the electric truck in action amid outdoor adventures. A Rivian spokesperson told Electrek today, quote, "We try and shoot content and conduct brand research at the same time. The three videos we released last week are from those excursions, all of which took place last year. The first video features Alex Honnold, the star of Free Solo. Another is a featurette of fly fishing in the Keys. And finally, a 7-minute surfing video entitled The Lucky Ones." Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess gave an update on the development of the ID.3 electric car, which went on a 1,200-kilometer road trip, as the automaker aims to keep their launch timeline. On LinkedIn, the CEO said, quote, "My new working week starts together with Thomas Olbrich at the wheel of the Volkswagen ID.3, our most important project to meet the European CO2 targets in 2020 and 2021. The coronavirus pandemic is a challenge for sales and production, but also for our research and development. We are fighting hard to keep our timeline for the launches to come." By the way, the main specs of the ID.3 are a battery pack option of up to 77 kilowatt hours, up to 125 kilowatts for charging, and a base model starting price of under $33,000. Michael Steiner, research chief for Porsche, spoke with Automotive News about Tesla's battery design, why Porsche needs to keep improving its combustion engines, and the brand's anti-hydrogen stance. Regarding Tesla batteries, he said, quote, "Tesla employs round cells, a slightly different chemistry, and another cooling concept, all of which have their specific advantages and disadvantages. In our opinion, the kind of high battery capacities you might find installed in a Model S are not ideal in terms of sustainability. We believe in smaller, lighter, and therefore less expensive batteries that can be recharged more quickly. It's not our aspiration to be the leader in electric range." Regarding combustion engines, he said, quote, "We cannot expect electric mobility to advance in all regions at the same pace, so we currently anticipate that in specific segments, there will be a need to offer both a combustion engine and a full electric or plug-in hybrid version in parallel." And regarding hydrogen, he said, quote, "Everything speaks in favor of the battery, and practically nothing speaks in favor of hydrogen. Here at Electrek, we are inclined to agree. Car dealerships are hurting for business during the pandemic, and General Motors is unloading the Bolt EV with some attractive incentives. In what GM is calling the coronavirus relief package, the company is discounting the purchase of a Chevy Bolt electric car by $4,750 in cash discounts and financing incentives to boot. Unfortunately, there are also reports of limited stock. GM, on March 18th, announced that it would shut its manufacturing operations in North America, including the Orion assembly plant where the Bolt is produced. A shopper in the Boston area was told by a Chevy dealership that they are out of Bolts on their lot and that they are unsure when they will get additional ones. Other reports mirror the experience. The Ford Mach-E is apparently getting a small power bump as it gets closer to production, according to a document given to dealerships. A member of the Mach-E forum obtained a document from a Ford dealer training site that shows the new power capacity for different versions of the Mach-E compared to what the automaker previously announced. Between the various powertrain options, the document shows an increase of as low as 8 horsepower for the rear-wheel drive extended range and as much as 14 horsepower for the all-wheel drive extended range versions. Despite the pandemic, the automaker is still moving forward with its production for later this year. After weeks of being idle, auto factories producing electric cars in Europe are resuming production. Hyundai and Audi plants were the first to open, with Daimler expected to begin output next week. Bloomberg reports that Volkswagen is keeping some component operations running in Germany during the shutdown, but it's minimal. EV plants in China have been online for several weeks, with Tesla's Shanghai factory, which restarted in mid-February. The biggest outstanding question is when auto plants in the U.S. will resume operations, and unfortunately, still up in the air. And in Electrek's green energy brief, the Plant Washington coal project, which would have cost more than $2 billion, has denied a request for additional time to begin construction by the Georgia Environmental Protection Division. The Environmental Protection Agency announced yesterday that it will not work to lower levels of particulate matter, thus not further reducing air pollution, despite the recommendations of its own scientists to do so. Under the current standard, there are an estimate of 52,100 premature deaths each year. The EPA's own analysis by staff scientists showed that strengthening the standards by 25% could save 12,500 lives each year. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bicycle company VanMoof was planning to unveil their highly anticipated next-generation S3 and X3 bikes later this month. But thanks to a new leak, we are already getting an early look at the details. The previous models sold for $3,400, but these indications are that the new model will be priced to begin at $1,998. Now, despite the lower price, the bike actually features a number of upgrades and higher-end components than the previous generation. They are expected to feature hydraulic disc brakes, electronic shifting, and an upgraded saddle and improved front hub motor. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.